This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Okay. Hello, Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. Thanks for joining us. We're expecting Dan Shulman, longtime broadcaster, Blue Jays baseball, all kinds of stuff for ESPN, to join us here any minute, any second, I think, is probably more accurate. Also today, Joe Ostrowski at his usual time, 3:30, and Tyler Dunn. Then I don't know what we do after that. I guess we'll just have to fill.
Yeah, it's going to be tough.
Once Tyler gets done,
I don't know.
Rest of the day is just us talking.
I'll read off the NFL schedule week by week.
Go at your own pace. With us now on the Wester Hotline is Dan Shulman, Blue Jays and Mariners game 4 tonight. Dan got connected again, this time to us through our boss, Alan Davis, who goes way back with Dan. And don't you think it's pretty much time, Dan, where you can feel like you can stop owing him favors?
No, I think it's kind of a lifetime thing. I mean, he took a chance on me a million years ago when nobody else would. So it's the least I can do. Happy to be with you guys.
Very nice. Thank you, Dan. Great to see. We knew we'd be doing this here for a couple days.
We were rooting hard for a Blue Jay win last night.
We're all like, we don't want to be 3-0. So right. With authority last night, Dan.
Yeah. Yeah, very much so. And this is kind of who they've been for much of the season, one of the best offensive teams in baseball. But they've had their peaks and valleys, and every time you kind of look at them and say, well, it was a nice run, but maybe that's it, or maybe they're not quite this good, they find a way. They come back and surprise you. I mean, they go to the best pitcher's park in baseball against a really good pitcher who was great in both of his starts against Detroit in the division series, and they just pound them. They wind up hitting 5 homers, 4 doubles in the game, and it's really quite a story, you know, doing it without Bo Bichette, but just finding a way up and down the lineup. And kind of fitting that last night it was Ernie Clement in the 8th spot and Andrés Giménez in the 9th spot who got it started, and then the onslaught continued.
Yeah, I'm curious, Dan. I don't recall exactly. You can certainly fill us in and correct me if I'm wrong, that the Jays were thought to be a team that was going to be contending level, World Series contending level team this year. But it happened that way. Here they are now 2-1 down in the ALCS. I'm wondering if there was a moment this season for you being behind the microphone for all these games where it sort of got real, like they could really do this.
Yeah, and you're right. Not very many people on the outside. People on the inside are saying they always believe, but nobody on the outside thought this was possible. So, and then they were 26-28 near the end of May. Like, they just weren't playing very well. They weren't hitting at all. They had a big home run from Bo Bichette, a pinch hit home run at the end of a road trip in Texas that got them a win when they were hardly hitting at all. But I think really when I began to feel it, like through June, they started playing well. And series by series, it was like, boy, they beat this team and they swept that team. Maybe they're pretty good. But it was when the Yankees came into town at the end of June, June 30th, and then over the Canada Day holiday, July 1st, it was a 4-game series and the Blue Jays swept it and went from 3 back to 1 up. And, you know, 3 back at the Yankees June 30th is pretty good. You're obviously doing pretty well if you're only 3 games out of first. But I think it was sweeping that series from the Yankees in the middle of the season that made a lot of people think that this team might be for real.
With Dan Schulman, Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, I've gotten around with my baseball allegiances over my years, although I've always had a soft spot for the Jays. One of my favorite teams ever was the Cleveland team about 20 years ago, Grady Sizemore, like that group. And the reason why it so clicked for me was that almost the entire roster, Dan, played in Buffalo. Like, it was almost entirely homegrown. And there's some, if not a lot of that, with the Jays right now, not to mention that they literally played seasons here. So right. I feel like, you know, Buffalo has kind of always been more of a Yankees town. But, you know, if you're into baseball this way, the way I was describing, this team really works.
Yeah, and a lot of guys have come through Buffalo. Like you said, I mean, Ernie Clement's a guy who played in Buffalo. Braden Fisher, Mason Fluharty, Treya Savage, and there are many others. And, you know, that's been, I think, part of the secret sauce of this team. And they're not a little engine that could. They spend a lot of money. They're a big payroll, big market team. But they've had some really nice stories from the farm system this year. You know, Nathan Lucas spent a lot of time at Buffalo, right, and waited forever for an opportunity, finally got it, made the most of it, and he's become a mainstay on this team. So I think that's one of the reasons why certainly Blue Jays fans in Canada love this team, is there are these great success stories. Like, how do you not like Ernie Clement? How do you not root for Nathan Lucas? Et cetera, et cetera. Obviously, what Treya Savage has done now. But I, you know, whether it's people in Buffalo or really anywhere in the U.S., I would think as people watch this team, they look at them and go, boy, they're fun. And you know, I don't know how much, obviously, we're still doing games on Sportsnet right now. We're allowed to still do playoff games. In the U.S., everybody is seeing Fox. But in Canada, people are still seeing our normal broadcast. But, you know, so I don't know how much, you know, the Fox, Joe and John are getting into the background story of this guy, the background story of that guy. But there are a lot of great stories on this team, and it's a really, really likable bunch. And I think that comes across on TV. So I think there are a lot of different reasons to like this team.
I'd like to fold Vladimir Guerrero Jr. into all this, because the big contract right as the season is beginning, that often, in my experience, Dan, can cut two ways, right? Like, with it becomes tremendous expectation, and if it isn't going well, then the guy, oh, he doesn't care anymore, he's not trying, all this sort of stuff that, you know, no one really knows about and only guesses at. But yet, I mean, he's just come through like a monster here in September and October.
Yeah, well, imagine, let's go into a parallel universe and imagine he didn't sign a contract and he's becoming a free agent at the end of this season. It would be a story to dwarf all stories, right? It would be an unbelievable distraction. So, and like, to be honest with you, like, there are, he had a good year, but there are times this year where, including the last 3 weeks of the regular season, where he didn't hit very much at all, and the fan base gets a little antsy with him sometimes, because he's so unbelievably talented, as you have seen in the postseason, that whenever he's not hitting doubles and homers, it's like, what's going on, Vladdy? But he's a huge part of the team. He's one of the best hitters in baseball. And I'm really happy for him that he has played well in the playoffs on this big stage, because the three previous times the Blue Jays were in the playoffs, they got knocked out in two straight all three times, and he didn't do much offensively. So the fact that he demolished the Yankees is, you know, there's no better story for Blue Jays fans than beating the Yankees and your dude doing it to them. And then he had two very quiet games against Seattle, but obviously was a monster last night. So, you know, the tale of the contract will be told over the next 14 years. It hasn't even started yet. It starts next season. But, I mean, right now what he's doing, especially with Bo Bichette out, they need everything they can get from Vladimir Guerrero Jr.
Just a few minutes left with Dan Schulman. Max Scherzer tonight for Toronto. What's he like? I found myself last night going from, you know, it's 0-2, like, ugh, this is looking bleak, to, okay, and Scherzer tomorrow, because maybe I'll get vintage Max Scherzer. I don't know. What does your gut tell you on him, and what's been your experience with him?
My experience with him has been great. I've loved getting to know him better. I knew him a little bit before, but have loved getting to know him much better. And the, you know, the energy and intensity that you see, that's real and that's constant. Like, if there's an off switch, I haven't found it on him. He is on all the time. What are we going to get? That's a great question. You know, he had 5-6 starts in a row in the middle of the year, which were great. And then he finished with 5-6 starts at the end of the season, which were rough. I'm guessing it's going to be somewhere in between. But if he can just keep him in the game, I think if they can get four or five innings and he gives up a couple of runs, they would take that. And we don't know. Like, this could be the last start of Max Scherzer's career. We have no idea, right? He's 41, and we don't know if the Blue Jays are going to go to the World Series or if he'll play next year. But he's the logical choice. Bassett was on the IL. He's not stretched out. Berríos is on the IL. You can't really do a bullpen game in the middle of three games in 3 days. So I'm hoping that a few weeks away, you know, has gotten him physically better, stronger. His stuff's still good. It's a question of locating. If he doesn't locate, he's going to get hit. So, and the biggest thing to me is the first inning. He's got really rough numbers in the first inning of games this year. And everybody knows about Cal Raleigh and Julio Rodriguez and all that, the guys he'll face in the first inning. Hopefully he can put a zero on the board.
Well, he's right in between the age of the starting quarterbacks in the football game tonight, so he shouldn't feel too old. He doesn't have to take
right,
a hit,
right,
at least.
Yeah. What's the scene out there like, Dan? We know it's playoffs, so I would think it's probably a little harder to get your hands on tickets, but historically, Canadian Blue Jays fans just flood over the border and get in that stadium in Seattle. Has that been what Game 3 was like, or
no,
not?
No. No, it's different. There may be a couple, 2,000-3,000 Canadians here. I mean, I'm sure Mariners tickets scooped up the playoff tickets as soon as they could. And, you know, in May or July or whenever it is the Blue Jays come down here, depending on the year, people do it 8 months in advance. They book hotels, they buy tickets, and whatever you can do. But obviously the tickets are not as readily available in the playoffs. Seattle fans want them. So it's a great scene. I think this is one of the best scenes in baseball, and I think this is one of the most beautiful ballparks in baseball. And I think they have a great fan base. There's no animosity between, I don't think, between Mariner fans and Blue Jay fans. Even when there are 25,000 Blue Jay fans here during the regular season, everybody's really well-behaved on both sides. And I love doing games here, and I, you know, commend everybody here in Seattle for being great fans of their team. And it's nice to see, you know, it's not just a few hundred Blue Jay fans. I would guess maybe 2,000 to 3,000, and you can hear them, and certainly you could hear them in the eighth and ninth inning last night.
So it's not quite Sabres-Leafs. We've talked about Sabres-Leafs, you and I. And I don't know, I'd love to think that if this ever happened, like it has in 99, but like if it happened again, that Sabres fans would own most of that building. But I wonder. I was in Seattle two summers ago. I've never been to that ballpark, and I had the whole day before a flight home very early the next morning. I'm like, well, this is my chance. But it was Toronto, and it sort of scared me off that it was like going to be too wild of a scene. I don't know. It was still like a July baseball game. But
yeah, how wild could it be? Really?
I know. I regret not going. Anyway. Thank you, Dan. Great work over the years, and hopefully someday we'll talk again.
All right, guys. Thank you. Enjoy the game.
All right. We hope
we'll
to.
Do.
Dan Schulman on the Wester Hotline. Blue Jays and Mariners, the second game of the day. The first one is Milwaukee, L.A. at 6.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes. Hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
What does that add up to? 11 something?
Yeah, I don't know. I did not look at the schedule until we got in here minutes before we were setting up to talk to Dan. And I was very, the TV was on. We walked in and thought, like, oh, you know, I wonder if baseball starts at 4 because there's 2 games. Maybe
we'll get,
it should.
Well, it's both West Coast teams.
Yeah.
So that's early.
Yeah, make that be 1 o'clock out there. That could be tough.
On a Thursday?
Yeah.
I mean, I would go.
Sure. Yeah.
I wondered the same thing you did about the crowd there. I didn't see any of the game last night.
Yeah, me either.
So,
I mean,
football tonight. Too.
How much different is six? I mean, six o'clock is 3 o'clock. I mean, 1 o'clock, whatever.
Whatever.
Just an old guy complaining. I just want playoff baseball to watch during the afternoon. That's all. I have a job.
Is that too much to ask?
Every few minutes, and I like that.
It is too much to ask.
Yeah.
NFL tonight, Amazon for Pittsburgh at Cincinnati. 5.5 from the Steelers. Do you know what you want to do with this game?
Well, before I found out Trey Hendrickson was not going to play, I decided I could see Joe Flacco having like one last amazing night with those receivers. And it's the short week thing, and so I took the Bengals on the money line with some Flacco action.
Flaction, if you will.
Action. Sure.
Flaction. Weeknight flaction.
And I should admit, I looked once I got here and I found out Hendrickson is not expected to play now. Did not know that when I put the parlay in. It was still offering me the full amount back, and I went, no, you know what? I'm going to just stay. I'm just going to stay. I'm going to stay here. I'm not redoing it.
The full amount.
Yeah.
Wow. I do these bets once in a while, and as soon as I place them, it's not like, remember in, is it When Harry Met Sally, where Meg Ryan puts the letter in the mailbox and then closes the door and then opens it to see if it went in and does that over and over and over? I'm not quite that obsessive when it comes to it, but I do like to just sort of, whenever I'm done with the app, after a given stint,
sure,
I will look at my bets.
Sure.
Right away, the number's reduced.
That's almost always how it is. I was very surprised to see that the number was still the amount I'd put in on the bet.
Well, it's a good sign.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's that worked on me. All right, I'm just going to stay. There must be a reason they're not only giving me like $8 here.
Instead of 10?
Yeah.
Okay. Joe and Sam like the Bengals, I think.
Yeah. Actually, I got to look. I think I put 20 on it.
Oof.
So, but it, whatever.
I don't know.
I'm staying put.
Like, watching them all the time, especially, like, this is how Sam talks. I mean, I feel like they're both this, but Sam, like, is a real, like, he's a grinder. He's just, all the screens are open, and I don't even know if I like this game, but I think the line, this is kind of the art of it, if I can use that word. I predict the line is going to go that way. So I'll bet this now, and then I'll do that later if I want. Just want to be, you get there, get your, as they say, closing line value, CLV with this stuff. So I did that, and this is definitely not a criticism of those guys, especially knowing that this is kind of when they listen, when they're about to come on.
Right. Let's rip Joe right now. That's like a great idea.
It was maybe right after Bills-Patriots. And the line for Monday night in Atlanta was 3.5. I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to take the Bills -3.5 because I feel like probably as the week goes on, people will bet the Bills.
Right.
I mean, aren't they sort of a good team?
Sure. And you see it only 3.5.
Do we think so anymore?
You don't know who Atlanta really is.
Yeah. And then it went to 4.5. I'm like, oh, I'm beautiful. I did it right.
You did a good thing.
And it went back. Then they lost.
Yeah.
So I lost. didn't pay off for me this time. But I don't know what I want to do.
Your
with
process
the game.
Was good though. That
it was good process.
It was good process. Yeah.
That's right. That's what matters. Not the lost money.
Not the winning or the losing. The process is what matters.
The process was good. He shouted from the door as his family drove off in a U-Haul. Waving to them.
I did all the work.
I did it. I did it right. I was right. Famous last words. I have had a tough time this week remembering that this is Cincinnati and not Cleveland tonight because of Flacco.
I 100% agree. Maybe even like a subconscious reason I even put the bet in on Flacco and the Bengals was so that I could remember that he's on the Bengals. Yeah, because I think there's a chance if I hadn't looked at the app today for some reason. I don't look at it every day, but so if I'd skipped that until now, or even until the game was on, I mean, we probably would have talked about it, so I would have known. But there's a chance. There's some world out there where I would have turned the game on tonight and gone, "Oh yeah, Flacco, yeah, he's on the." It's hard to escape. I mean, the Pittsburgh coach Tomlin was ripping the Browns for making the trade, which is kind of a strange look. So I'm exaggerating a little, but you know, the orange, the same state, it just the division,
it's CB,
it's just, you know, it's easy to confuse.
So easy.
For someone my age.
What was the Tomlin thing about? So he really wasn't taking a shot at the Bengals. He was taking a shot at the Browns.
Right.
Who they had just beaten.
Yeah. I could paraphrase. I don't have the exact quote here, but it was like, you know, I don't think we're in the business of helping out, you know, helping a division rival get back on their feet or something along those lines. Like, what are you doing helping out a team that you're competing against directly?
Yes. Andrew Berry. The Browns GM must be smarter than I am.
That's the line. Yep.
He made this trade, but Flacco has not been good.
No.
Are the Bengals dead? Going into this game, would you say they're dead? 2-4.
Well, I mean, I'm picking them to win this game, but yes, I think they're, even if they win this game, I think they're, it will not hold up. I just cannot imagine it's going to hold up.
I bet, and this is a question for Joe, I suppose, who will be on with us in about 12 minutes. If you like the Bengals to win tonight, there's probably a way to play that on the futures market. Because then they'd be, it's a little bit like New England and Buffalo, where they'd be a game and a half out behind the Steelers.
Right.
But with the win head-to-head. Like the Patriots have over the Bills.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Baltimore and Cleveland struggling so badly. I don't know.
There's so much
wrong with Cincinnati.
I would not be able to get there. Like, my backing the Bengals tonight is entirely just a one-off, short week, division game. There is talent there. To me, Flacco can have a day where he doesn't throw it to the other team too many times and Chase and Higgins get loose and just do their thing, and they score 27 points and win the game. Because the Steelers have not been really that great on offense. Like I don't think you really should be scared of them going in. As bad as the Bengals have been largely on defense and down Trey Hendrickson on top of it, I'm not that worried about the Steelers boat racing them. Like, I think this will be a competitive game, and if it is, you know, Flacco can make a play or two. That's really it. I don't think that they're staying power there. Like, you know, I think whoever they play next week, they could lose, and he could throw three picks. Yeah, I'm betting on him having it together tonight.
Home to the Jets next week. Home to the Bears. I think the Bears then go Baltimore, Cincinnati back-to-back if that's the schedule. So a little bit of hope maybe for Cincinnati if they get this game. Flacco, so, you know, the Ravens for so long, Super Bowl win. 2018 is the Allen draft, and of course Lamar Jackson too. And Flacco gets hurt mid-season. I think there was an injury where they went to Jackson, and he never came out.
Right.
Like they did that. I mean, the Bills had Nathan Peterman to start that season. They didn't have, like, even Tyrod Taylor, where this is what happened. But Flacco, in 18, wraps up his career with Baltimore. He's 33. Maybe he felt old. You know, he's kind of big and slow and stoic.
He to me, looked about the same then as he does now.
So, right. I mean, it was a long – he'd been there a decade. and won, and now they replaced him. They meant to, drafting right. Jackson in the first round. Like, that's what you mean to do. You just don't know when. And so is that it for Joe Flacco? Not necessarily. I don't know how you remember thinking of this then. But since, wow, Denver, Jets for 3 years, mostly as a backup. Cleveland, 2 years ago, lights up, I mean, in a good way, Amari Cooper late in the season. Playoffs, yep. They get blown out. Indianapolis.
A couple of pick sixes in that playoff loss.
Yes. Indianapolis last year faced the Bills, starting for the Colts. Taron Johnson had a pick six in that game. So Flacco there, mentioned that with Eric Wood on yesterday. And then the Browns again this year, and now the Bengals. Does not know about something called the NFC, but has been, I mean, in a lot of places. And, like, is this Max Scherzer's last game? Is this Joe Flacco's last season or game? Or I don't know. And Rodgers, I think maybe Flacco takes the glare off Rodgers a little bit. I mean, Pittsburgh's 4-1, so not as easy to make all the jokes about who Aaron Rodgers is and what how his career is seemingly ending.
It's working well enough so far.
Well enough.
Even though I don't, you know, the offense hasn't been great, but still, they're getting their points and they're getting their wins. But it's part of the reason I like the Bengals tonight, too, is that I just don't really believe in Pittsburgh. You know, if we're living in a world where the Bills can go to Atlanta and lose on Monday night, not that Atlanta and the Bengals should be, you know, equated as equals here, but, you know, just anything can happen in this league. And to me, the Bengals have enough talent, and Flacco can be good enough at times. And I just don't believe the Steelers. I have a hard time thinking about the Steelers at 5-1. I just don't – I would not have expected that. So I'm using my preconceived ideas about these teams going into the season even as, you know, ammo to, you know, go against the Steelers tonight.
If it means anything, most of the last several night games have been won by the underdog. So that, would be Cincinnati here. Joe Ostrowski from Bet Sweats will join us next. Tyler Dunn today. We've had a – you know, it's not any busier necessarily, but an active week so far since the Bills lost, talking to fans who are frustrated with one or another thing about the Bills. We may end up, probably will, dabbling in some more of that today. So thanks for being with us, and we'll talk to Joe Ostrowski next here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes. Hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code fit to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
I admire them for doing it. It's amazing. Aaron and I were drafted the same year, so to see him still out there doing it, it's pretty incredible. They're both doing it at a high level. It was fun to see Joe, especially in that second half last week, sling the ball around the yard a little bit.
Ryan Fitzpatrick, who is 42, Aaron Rodgers, 41, Joe Flacco, 40, tonight's starting quarterbacks on Thursday Night Football. Joe Ostrowski will help us analyze it in just a moment. If you missed Dan Shulman, who will broadcast tonight's Blue Jays-Mariners game for Sportsnet, check it out on the Odyssey app or at WGR550.com. Joe Ostrowski now from Bet Sweats, weekday mornings, 9 to noon Eastern, the Bet 1520 on YouTube and the Odyssey app as well. Hi, Joe.
Hey, guys.
I've got a quick, funny dog story for you on the heels of your show today.
Oh, my God.
Heels, no pun intended.
Yes.
John Murray is the name of your guest, whose dog was distracting him this morning.
And Sam was very frustrated, and because they're friends, so it's hilarious when Sam gets very mad. He was mad at the start of the show. He had technical issues because he's doing the show from New York today, and then he was mad at the end of the show when the dog kept barking during the segment.
So I had a friend over who is going to do some work at my house, and my dog, Margot, loses it, right? My wife's on important work calls, Margot. I know this is going to happen. Louis comes over, dog starts freaking out. Then in between that and my purple insider hit is I'm watching you, and this dog is bothering John Murray and distracting your show. And my dog hears this dog from across the house and goes off. Now there's a dog in the house, as far as she knows, which is really just, I'm watching Bet Sweats.
Right.
So now I have my own dog problem.
Just sit her down and explain that you're just watching.
I try.
You're just watching a show.
So now I have my own dog problem. She calms down just in time for me to do Matthew's podcast. And wouldn't you know it, it's like once a month they come to pick up the branches on the side of the at end of the driveway. Here come the tree guys. There she goes again.
Mm-hmm.
Tree guys leave, and you know Matthew's like, "What do we do? Just got to press forward." So almost immediately after the tree guys leave, here comes Amazon, right up the driveway, and it's just more Margot. And okay, well, I know this is almost over, and so is this story. I know this is almost over. This has got to be the end of it. No, because of what we had ordered, Amazon guy needs to ring the doorbell. So usually they drop off the box and go. Not today. So now it's the doorbell, and I mean, what a sequence. And it's, you know, John Murray's fault, the way I'm looking at it.
I can only hope, Joe, that at some point when I was still working at home regularly, when you started joining us regularly, that Fred interrupted one of your segments, because that would happen from the attic. He liked to sit up there with me, and like, I don't know, a fire truck goes by, and like, that's...
See, I don't mind it. I think it's fun. I think the audience can relate. Like, they understand exactly what's happening, but... you know, Sam gets a little frustrated. Last week, it was the power washers that came at the start of the show. Like, you would think all these people would work around our work schedules, right? Because we want to work from home at our convenience.
But, yes, of course. So and you have a golden, you said.
Yes, yes.
And I would not
apparently
approve of...
perfectly trained.
Yes, never a distraction.
No.
I would not approve of the dog running through hotels like Kirk Herbstreit's dog, you know, for the record.
Definitely not. It's a thing. My wife left a very nasty text message to the landscapers because once again they left the gate open.
Ooh.
He got out. She was frantic. Found him at the corner house, just wanting to try and get the dog out of their house at their back door. But yeah. There's been some issues. There was a surgery recently because a corn on the cob was eaten.
Oh.
I don't know where it came from. I have no idea. But not perfectly trained at all.
I do like this kind of thing on shows, including our own. When it gets like this, like Joe today was talking about the surgery, just in passing, the surgery for his dog. He's like, did they need it? I mean, maybe not. I don't even know if they needed the surgery.
Oh, you should have seen the glare I got. Just even broaching that subject. Like, do we have to spend the thousands of dollars? It was, yeah. I thought it was our child.
We could go on, but yes. Probably shouldn't.
Yes.
Your thoughts on the Bills right now, Joe? We've had they've lost two games in a row every one of these years. Like, this isn't unusual or, you know, unprecedented at all for them to have stumbled. But I wonder to what extent you think their problems are serious.
And I'm sure it feels worse because apparently everyone has crowned the Chiefs as Super Bowl champions right now at this early stage in the season. As they're looking good, and now Rice is coming back this week, so I assume everything goes back to that road of Kansas City. I was a little surprised. Now, in my world, I'm looking at the point spread, and a lot of times when it's moving in a certain direction and it was moving away from the favorite in Buffalo, like, what is going on here? And the betting market certainly nailed that one. Concerned about the defense, there's no doubt about it. I don't want to go too far, like I've seen with some that have taken the Falcons side and, whoa, see, this defense is real with all these impactful players that they've got on this defense. This is a heck of a team. I think everybody knew that Bijan matchup was awful for the Bills.
Yeah.
And unfortunately for them, it played out exactly like many Bills fans worried about. Turnovers, a bit of an issue as well. And one of my questions was, why was Cook off the field so much the other night?
They don't trust him to block a blitz-heavy scheme coming at him. That's that's really it, because they've got Ty Johnson as their third down back, and that's a big part of that is that they trust him much more in blitz pickup, and that's really the beginning and the end of it from their end of things. And I've tended to respect that, but I think the problem we've got now is that Johnson is just not really offering anything in terms of receptions or even running the ball. He's a nothing in the offense. And in a game like Monday night, it really became stark that they didn't have any answers, and maybe Cook could have provided some kind of a spark.
And without Kincaid, is he that impactful this year? I know he's had a terrific season, but without him, it looked completely different.
Yeah, that I have a hard time buying, but it might be true. And the idea that this revolves around Dalton Kincaid is tough for me, but certainly you could have that takeaway Monday night. For all the games in a row, the record amount of games in a row where they did not lose the turnover battle, through six games, they have more turnovers than takeaways. They're minus one for the year so far. So there goes that.
Who could have seen that coming?
I know. Yep. All of us.
He was removed as the favorite for the first time this year for the MVP. For the first time, we got a new favorite. You know who it is.
Mahomes.
Yep.
It's close. And it's Mayfield, too, in there, right?
Third, yes. Yeah, right. I don't want to say right away. I mean, he's deserved it. If you're asking me my vote right now, I would write down Baker, but we still have a ways to go.
Yeah. What has this two-game skid done, if anything, to the Bills' futures odds, Joe?
So the Bills were a clear-cut favorite for the Super Bowl. There was a bit of a gap. Now there's no gap at all. Now it's, I'd say, overall at most places, co-favorites for the Super Bowl. Kansas City and Buffalo. And I was curious what was going to happen with the Kansas City-Detroit game, like how that was going to adjust some things. It was a little bit of movement. Kansas City was 10-1 going into that game. They obviously win in pretty dominant fashion, and that goes down to about 7-8-1, somewhere in that range. Not an overreaction, because somebody had to lose that game, but the Lions' number adjusts a little bit. It was interesting, though, to look at the top five. It's my takeaway right now with this league is, who's great? Is there anybody great in this league? It's so close. Bills, Chiefs, basically co-favorites. Then it's Packers, Lions, super close. And then you've got the Eagles fifth, just because probably they won the Super Bowl last year, and they have beaten some good teams. But and then you get outside of there, like, yeah, the Rams, the Colts, the Broncos. What's the difference between the Broncos / Bucks and, like, say, the Packers or the Chiefs or the Bills? It doesn't seem to be much to me right now.
Which should mean that there might be good value plays. I think you and I share interest in one such team, and that's Seattle.
Yep.
Right? I mean, Seattle, the problem, the big problem, I thought that would just completely ruin their season. Nobody liked their offensive line, and we all watched Sam Darnold under pressure just, like, not be capable. And instead, they're holding up, he's thriving, and he's really only throwing to one player. And that player, Jaxon Smith-Njigba, is just dominating this year. Favorite to lead the league in the end in receiving yards. So defense is good. Maybe the division isn't that good. Maybe there's an opening for Seattle.
Maybe the top of the conference isn't that good.
Right.
As you've seen teams come back down to earth on the AFC side, it's certainly the Ravens. And now it doesn't look like the Eagles are who people thought they were coming into the season. And in their division, the 49ers, way too many. Now it's Warner. We just know this is not going to hold up. They have a good record, but it's not going to last. The top of the conference is coming back down. How much do you trust the Lions outside of them? Who do you have to beat? Yeah, I do like the Seahawks. They might be as balanced as anybody. I'm shocked what they're doing on the road. McDonald has a 10-1 straight up record on the road since he's gotten.
Wow.
And they've actually struggled at home, which is not what we're used to when it comes to that team. But yeah, a conference that is certainly down. Yeah, what's the difference between Seattle and some of those top 7-8 teams that we were just talking about? I don't think there's much.
You know, any season can change the, you know, the perspective like this. We're kind of back to the any given Sunday years, you know, where like just nobody's elite. It can't be a big deal, but I think about the kickoff rules a lot for this. Like, if I'm a mediocre team and I'm going to start drives at the 30 or 35 yard line and I can kick a field goal from your 40, what do I need? 25 yards to score?
You can stay in games a lot easier.
Right. And like a top team, that doesn't help them. Because if they start at their 20 in the old days, however old you want to make it, and have to drive 50 yards to be in scoring position, well, they're more able to do it. Like, that's a team that could do it, whereas these mid-teams would have a tougher time. I don't know that that really is all of it. It's certainly not all of it. But I wonder how big of a role it's playing. So.
And a lot of those mid-teams are leading the league in takeaways. It's Jacksonville still at the top. Then you have Chicago. Pittsburgh going tonight. They're tied for third with 10 takeaways on the year. And you guys know, gap of 2-3. When it's plus 3, you're winning 90% of the time. So, I mean, you add that into the mix too, and that could be all the difference.
What do you think tonight, Joe?
I agree with you guys. I like the Bengals. Plus 5.5 is where I would go. It's an interesting spot for the Steelers. They go from bye to playing on Sunday to playing on Thursday, which I think can be a bit challenging. Mm. And I think there's a reason that Tomlin was so upset about Joe Flacco being traded within the division. Understandably, he has his struggles in the first half last week. There was one first down. They had 3 3-and-outs. And then all of a sudden, he's making it work in the second half. Throws for 179 yards. I think Chase, we're going to see a big bump in his performance for everybody that was getting frustrated owning him in fantasy. You could look in the prop market as well. It's in the mid-70s tonight. And if they fall behind, he's just going to keep on firing. His pass attempts is 36.5. He's hit 45 already 3 times this year, including last week. But I think it's a boost for Cincinnati. Now they have a ton of messes, right? You worry about the Steelers' pass rush. The O-line is terrible. Their defense is awful. So big picture, I heard you guys chat about that. I can't get there, but you don't trust anybody in that division. That's the thing. Maybe the Ravens do turn it on once they return from bye, and you assume Lamar's healthy and they get healthier on defense moving forward. But, yeah, I do like the Bengals tonight. I certainly think that they can hang around in this game. I don't like taking Tomlin when he's a big favorite. As an underdog and a pick 'em, absolutely. But I don't like him in this spot.
Joe, real quick before you go, we opened our show today talking to Dan Schulman, longtime play-by-play voice for the Blue Jays. Do they have your attention at all getting on the board? They're plus 205 to win the series at this point.
Yeah, it's easy to say after the fact. It certainly felt like last night, okay, I think this is going to be the spot. Look how hot that offense was coming into the series, and they just went ice cold. And even though it was Kirby on the other side, it felt like it was their time. And boy, I wasn't expecting 13. I wasn't expecting 5 home runs. I see this one going the distance, guys. Like, this matchup is going to be close. It's just strange how it started with all the road teams winning. And this is something we've never seen before. Between both series, the road team has won the first 5 games in the LCS. But the Blue Jays absolutely have my attention with that offense. And Mike, you mentioned it on Twitter last night about Vladdy Jr. When you said that, I quickly looked it up for World Series MVP. It was 30-1 then. This morning he was 20-1. But yeah, I mean, that still performance good. That he put together, yeah, it's still a pretty good number if you believe they can make it. I think they can. I expect this one to go the distance. Yep. Two very balanced teams.
Brewers, meantime, down 2-0 with Game 3 tonight in L.A., plus 860 to win the series. So, I mean,
yeah, not buying that one, man.
Huge number.
Yeah. Not buying that. Not stepping out too far. But yeah, I took the Dodgers when they were 4-1 before the playoffs for the World Series. Just the talent. I just don't see any. Even though there are holes with that team, people mention the bullpen guys, and if you look at the bullpen stats in the playoffs, of those still alive, they have the best ERA. They're the best in some of the other metrics like expected ERA and xFIP and all that stuff. So they've been able to step up, and when needed, they push their starters like they did the other day. So they also can go down that road.
Yeah, I'm thinking of Sasaki, who closed out. Was it game one or was it the last series? Whatever it was, it was against the Phillies where he pitched perfect late innings for the Dodgers.
Three innings.
I'm thinking about like before the season in fantasy. Well, you know, he's so good. But, like, it's the Dodgers, and they can just sort of hold everybody back. Like, they're going to be in the playoffs. Yeah. And they kind of did that with this guy. So, nice luxury to have. Very good, Joe. Enjoy Week 7, and thanks, as always, for your time.
Thanks, guys. You do the same.
Joe Ostrowski, weekday mornings on the BetMGM Network, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Tyler Dunn coming up at 4. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.